been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. Welcome to the Shrimp Tank, broadcasting live from studio every Thursday at 4 p.m. from the Woodlands, Texas. This is the internet radio show for entrepreneurs, and we interview the brightest and best business owners all across the state of Texas about the do's and don'ts of growing, building, creating, branding a exceptional business. And we've got a great show in store for you today. We're in the studio with my co-host, Tom Glover. What's up, Tom?
How you doing?
Yeah, good, good. And we even got Catherine to don the headset today. You just decided to join us after all.
Yes.
Yes.
After being bullied.
After being bullied.
Again.
I thought there was a sandwich involved, is what you said.
Don't eat.
Yeah.
Free food.
And Bruce Hillegeis. And Bruce is probably one of the most qualified people to talk on the issues of our show because he is the president of the Tomball Greater Area Chamber of Commerce. And I was just looking at your bio here. At first glance, I was the dates there. I go, whoa, wait a minute. But you've been for more than 20 years.
I'm getting old.
Yes. Yeah, so he is the president of the Tomball Greater Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to hear quite a bit about that. But our friends at Sam Houston State said to tell you hello, too.
Thank you.
And Sam,
I'm a proud alumni. I'm a proud Bearcat alum.
Yeah, we're only 2 years apart. So fellow Bearcats here. And we're actually bringing more and more chamber members on, and we're bringing more and more Sam Houston State Bearcats on because they have an entrepreneurship degree program there, and the faculty and have co-hosted on our show, and they're very excited about being able to use the Shrimp Tank episodes as part of the entrepreneurship degree program and bring that information in the classroom, and we'll actually have some students coming on with us in the fall. And also, the Shrimp Tank is going to bring you live pitches from new business ideas from young entrepreneurs, and this is to see whether their business will sink or swim in the tank. And we're going to do this kind of like a shark tank, and not that they will raise capital from our panel of business owners, but they'll have mentorship. So I don't know if you guys are reality TV people or not, but it's kind of like a shark tank.
We don't get to say
Shark Tank meets The Voice.
We don't get to say we're out or whatever, or you're fired.
You don't get a chair that spins around, you know, but
I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that. And the Shrimp Tank is a resource for young aspiring entrepreneurs. This is where you can learn from people who have already succeeded. You know, Tom did a great show with us here about building a business plan. And Bruce, you work closely with how many business owners do you have over there in the greater Tomball area?
We estimate in our 10 mile radius of which we serve about 4,000 businesses, but there are 750 that have invested in our Chamber of Commerce. So we have 750 chamber members.
750 chamber members, and quite a few that probably should think about getting engaged and getting involved in the chamber, because I know that what I know anyways, you have a robust organization there, and Tomball's like one of these areas is kind of exploding through the roof. Is that right?
So Bruce has presided over unbelievable growth in Tomball. It's just gone gangbusters for at least 2 decades. I started a restaurant in Tomball, and that's when I met Bruce for the first time, and I joined the chamber. I wasn't smart enough to use it to its fullest potential, but I felt welcome right out of the gate, and that was a big part of what your team did to help me get acclimated to everything.
Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah. We have great partnerships, the Small Business Development Center, SCORE also. So we don't claim to know it all, but we know people who probably know, and so we try to make that connection.
Man, I'm kind of reading your bio here. It's kind of like I'm talking.
Please don't read all that.
No. It's like I'm talking to like Mr. Tomball. You were like born there. You were the Tomball Citizen of the Year in 1994. You've been president of the Chamber of Commerce for more than 20 years. There's a 50-foot bronze statue of you on Main Street. No, I made that up.
I believe that.
I would never want that.
Someday you might not have a choice, you know.
But yeah.
So Bruce definitely has a huge reputation in the Tomball area. And like I said, he's been, it's on his watch that we've seen so many things happening Tomball's growth has just been off the charts. I can't even put it into
words. Bruce, where's that coming from? I mean, what's the secret sauce over there? What's making all that happen? What's so great about Tomball?
Well, we have excellent private, parochial, public schools, healthcare. For a community to be attractive, the quality of life and then those assets that we work to maintain. The word has gotten out, and we have these new freeways that have kind of put Tomball at the crossroads. State Highway 249, the Grand Parkway. I mean, we knew that was coming, I guess, over the last 20 years, but the Grand Parkway itself had been in thought since the early 1960s, so it wasn't anything brand new. But fortunately, it runs just below our city limits, just south. Mm. It's a game changer for our community.
Yeah, so what used to take me 30 minutes now is 10.
That's what J.J. Holly was saying when he was here about the amount of business that you can get to work backwards and forwards a lot quicker than you could before. So, you know, it attracts business owners to come here and set up businesses here because they can actually get about a lot more easier than they could previously without that.
Yeah, we'll give a shout out to J.J. Holly right now, too, if you're listening, J.J., because we really think the Tomball community, you guys are friends, actually.
Oh, very
right?
much so. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you guys collaborate, and I think the whole purpose is to foster a healthy business environment. I want to talk to a little bit about specifically for entrepreneurship, how this impacts, because that's the way you really see a business, you know, new businesses just pop up and spawn, and how does the chamber help new businesses that want to come out of the ground? What are some of the ways that you equip, empower some of these young entrepreneur startups?
Well, Dan, my background is in banking, and again, I don't declare to know everything. My degree at Sam Houston State University was agriculture business. I've got cowboy boots on today just to prove just that. See, Dan, but I was in banking for 13 years.
Boots on.
Many times as a loan officer, you know, people would come in and request a loan, sometimes like for a restaurant, say, and they'd be excited because they like to cook. Well, there's a whole lot more to a restaurant than just cooking. Mm-hmm. And I would say, okay, like go back home for about 2 weeks, pray about it, think about it. And by the way, work me up a business plan, you know, your cash flow statement. Give us a plan. Give us, you know, some thought into this. It's not that easy. So many people want to live the American dream, which is owning your own business, but so many fail in the first 2 to 5 years. You know, it's a staggering amount that don't make it.
Yeah, you're speaking of that. We have some statistics on that the Gallup polls say that 50% of small businesses fail during the first 5 years. Now, you being a banker, you probably have a little more unique insight to that because you see people maybe that if they're going to get some bank financing, you're going to be sure that they're equipped. You're going to protect your loan as best you can. But some people bootstrap it. They get family money and they just go willy-nilly, and then they get kicked in the teeth. So what are some of the ways that...
We've all got to have a plan. We've got to know where we've been, where we're going, and the business plan, you know, marketing plan, all of that comes together. And really, we have, I mentioned earlier, a partnership with the Small Business Development Center, which the mothership of that is the University of Houston, but the Lone Star College System has a Small Business Development Center, and they're located within our offices, and then SCORE. And those are retired executives who offer free counseling and advice.
I
really
did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really, SBDC and SCORE, it's complementary. You know, the SBDC is funded by our government. They want you to be in business to be successful because guess what? You're going to be paying taxes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they can help devise and to develop, create your business plan. That's just a must. Have a budget, that sort of thing.
You're listening to the Shrimp Tank Podcast, where we interview Houston's best and brightest entrepreneurs all across the state of Texas. We're in the studio today with Bruce Hillegeist, and he's the president of the Tomball Area, Greater Tomball Area Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget, you can download a complete replay of this show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. So, Tom, what do you think? You live in Tomball.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you watch this community explode. What's different about Tomball than you say, we're here in the Woodlands, or we're a booming area in the Woodlands. You could say this Katy area, you know, Clear Lake, all of these areas. Kind of tell us a little bit more about the uniqueness of Tomball.
What struck me about Tomball and when I first made the decision to build a home up here and start my family up here was how welcome I felt. So the first time I ever went into the town, I talked to a couple of shop owners asking questions about what's it like to live here and all that. And I felt immediately welcome. And then when I started my restaurant, it was the same thing. I had help, you know, in terms of bank support and the chamber and just other business owners as well. So it felt like a small town. And even though it's doubled, at least just in the last, 10 years or so, I think, just in the 10-mile radius, I saw that it's doubled since 2000.
Since 2000, it has grown 98% in a 10-mile radius.
Oh, my gosh. In 16 years?
That is actually the region. That's not the city limits. The city limits is about 11,500 people.
Yeah. But even though we've had so much growth, it still feels like a small town.
Right.
And I think it's been very wise what has been going on with Old Tomball. And we can
You got the little. Yeah. That's where you had us meet over at the wine bar.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So
pretty little area.
They're doing a lot of things to bring people in and keep it a family atmosphere. There's the German Fest, which you spearheaded, I think, and you were somehow part of that anyway. Anyway, so that's what I
wore lederhosen. That's about
there
as far.
You go. Okay.
Oh my gosh, So compared to the rest of the nation, Tomball has a average income of about twice the national income average per household, and also your median household home values are $218,000, which is pretty good compared to national averages, or at least in the state of Texas. So what's going on with the – I know you've got the big HP over there, which is a massive employer. You've got who's the oil field services company?
Baker Hughes
over there. What kind of employers are showing up over there, and what's driving this?
Well, let me tell you what's driving it is really kind of, I'm going to continue on the question you had of Tom, and that is Tomball versus the Woodlands. Okay, we're all good friends, believe me, but there's something that the Woodlands has that we want. There's something that we have that the Woodlands wants. And the one thing that we have that sets us apart from the Spring, Klein, Cyfair areas, we have a main street, a mayor, a city council. We have a sense of identity. You know where Tomball is. We have a sense of community, and that's what is really attractive to people these days. Now, we do have HP. We have Baker Hughes. We also have the Tomball Economic Development Corporation that is an arm of the city. They're located within our offices, but they have just developed a Tomball Business and Technology Park. We have a company that's headquartered in Canada that is moving 350 employees. They're going to make Tomball their U.S. headquarters. And then GE, sorry, JJ, but they're moving out of the Woodlands to Tomball with about 75 scientists and engineers. And they've just closed on property about 2 weeks ago. So to say we have Packers Plus, that Canadian company, and now GE and Tomball, Baker Hughes, HP, you know, Compaq Computer Corporation began in our school district. That is now HP. You know, if I say Compaq, it kind of some younger people they don't know what I'm talking about, but that's big. They don't say we're headquartered in Tomball, but they were headquartered in Houston, but in our school district.
Compaq's why I ended up in Texas, I wanted to work there forever, but JJ, that's a different story.
You know that week last year that you took off? That's when Bruce cut. That's when Bruce cut the
deal.
Bruce cut the deal, and so
I'll make him feel better in the morning.
Yeah. Well, he's don't think he doesn't have a few deals up his sleeve.
Exactly.
We ought to go to a quick commercial break just for our sponsor. We'll be back in about 30 seconds with our guest, Bruce Hildegeist. And don't forget, you're listening to the Shrimp Tank Podcast, the radio show for entrepreneurs. Don't go away. We will be right back.
The greater Tomball area of commerce continues to be a business resource center for businesses in the Northwest metropolitan area. Membership provides businesses with networking opportunities, an opportunity to generate publicity for their business, and have an active role in community affairs. Visit our website at www.tomballchamber.org or call us at 866-670-7222.
And we're back live with the Shrimp Tank, broadcasting to you live from studio every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. And don't forget, you can download a complete replay of the show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. I'm your host, Daniel Goodwin. Joining me in the studio today, Catherine Bates.
Hello.
Special guest. Tom Glover and Bruce Hildegeist. I have a friend from college named Blake Hildegeist. So
That's
if I
my
say
brother. Are you kidding me?
No way.
That's my brother.
Is it really? Went to Sam?
Yes, sir.
Younger
Pike?
Than you?
Are you a Pike?
Yeah, I'm a Pike.
Yeah.
No
stories.
Way.
Stories. Yeah. Stories. Oh, yes.
Your younger brother. So.
We got to keep this a family show now. So.
Yes, right.
We've had a few Pikes on. I'm trying to get AJ Bennis on the show.
Yeah, that was Blake's roommate.
Yeah, and we've had Roger in the insurance business. But anyway, yeah, we're kind of tied in with Sam Houston and all of that. I want to get into just a kind of a little bit of an insight about your vision for the chamber, Bruce, and kind of where you see the chamber 5 years from now in regards to how you work with the local businesses there.
Well, used to strategic plan, and we encompassed about a 10-year vision, and then we say five, but we're talking about 2 years now to look just 2 years away because of the way technology and the advances and things change much more quickly now. But we have those 750 members. Why aren't there 4,000 members? We're not into the numbers game, but we want to be there to be able to show support to businesses. I think many believe that we just do ribbon cuttings and have luncheons and do networking and have good food and a good time, but we're very involved in lots of other things. I say that the chamber does what most people think just happens. You see a new freeway coming in. They'll say, well, that's nice, but they don't realize the advocacy that went into that.
Well, you spent years working on something.
Yeah,
that.
249 yeah. was announced in 1988, and it's just been completed. So it yeah. takes time.
I never knew you did things like that.
Yes,
know that
very
you
much
that
so.
Involvement.
Very much so. But we want there to we want to grow in numbers, and that helps us to be better for the community. It's all about. It's not about me. It's about the chamber. It's about Tomball.
So you do ribbon cuttings and luncheons and all of that, but that's the tip of the iceberg, really. The advocacy sounds like what really fosters community relationships and a building community network there that you have, and that's a strong fabric for sure. So we talked some about what's driving the economy there, industry, economic development, your vision. Maybe some of the headwinds, some of the tailwinds. What's some of the things that are a challenge right now? We know energy is a little bit maybe it's not a little, maybe it's a lot, right? Is in a crunch.
Yes, it is. Actually, we know it's cyclical. We're confident. Our Houston region, and you know, as much as we want to say, well, we are Tomball, we're really Houston as well, and we are very much in the energy, life sciences, aerospace. You see healthcare growing and it's the career advancements, but energy is going to be coming back. Exxon wouldn't have done what it's just done here with this campus. Actually, Tomball's roots go back to railroad, but oil. It was declared Oil Town USA back in 1946. There have been ups and downs ever since, but it's going to come back. We've got the Exxon Mobil campus 12 miles from Tomball, Baker Hughes, Noble Energy. Houston is the energy capital of the world, mm-hmm. not of the United States, of the world.
Yep.
And it's not going to just move to California tomorrow. It's pipelines and a lot of infrastructure, dead ends here in Houston, Texas City, the port of Houston. And they are not going to say, well, I guess we'll just move to California. No, Houston is set, and we're going to enjoy this energy capital of the world, you know.
So let me interject a statistic. I saw this earlier and about fell out of my chair. Texas is the 10th largest economy in the world. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that.
Secede, baby.
Yeah. So,
right?
I mean, so Houston's been booming. Tomball's been growing gangbusters. But Texas is the 10th largest economy in the world. That's like more than, you know, all the countries. I couldn't believe that.
Hey, we have some clout, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right?
I wouldn't move from England anywhere else. I was only coming
and that makes it a great environment to be a entrepreneur and want to start a small business. And so one of the things I wanted to ask you, Bruce, is I've seen a lot of small businesses start and then stop in Tomball. I went to a restaurant the other day that was, you know, a new occupation from the place that used to be there earlier. So from your perspective, what is... some of the pitfalls or mistakes that are made by folks that start either a restaurant or just any small business, and what would you advise them to watch out for?
Well, let me just say that when I was in banking, people used to come to the bank to see the loan officer. They came to us. We sat behind a desk. Now the bankers are having to get out and find the customers, bring the customers in. I was in a restaurant this morning visiting with the owner. He said that his sales this year are down 5 to 6%, he thinks. And what they're doing is going out and passing out their menus. And this is a very popular restaurant. The location is not good. Their food is good. Their customer service is the best. And, you know, facts show that if you go to, say, a restaurant and the food is mediocre, but the customer service is great, you're going to go back to that because they've called you by name. Character of the owner, friendliness. You know, one of my successes, I would say, is I write lots of thank you notes, handwritten notes. People like to be called by name. They like to be recognized and appreciated. Mm-hmm. You can never say thank you enough.
Listen up, young aspiring entrepreneurs, because that's a bread and butter foundational success habit that you'll hear more than once if you're considering about starting growing a business. If you can underpin that with some basic principles and of success, that will carry you a long way, will it not?
Certainly. I've been places where I have seen my notes taped to a wall or to someone's computer monitor, and I'm thinking, that looks like my handwriting. It must have meant something to them to save that. I save notes, but just for them to know that I took time to write. I get compliments all the time, and that's something people just don't forget.
Yeah, we're quite big on that where we are here. Like, I'm big on that thank yous.
One of my favorite books is The Little Big Things by Tom Peters. That's a little big thing. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Writing a note, somebody says, why do you have to write a note? You don't have to do a thing, but it's a little big thing. It's a little something, but it makes a big difference.
That really resonates with what I was saying earlier about the culture of Tomball. That hasn't changed, really, even though the city and just the area has grown so much. But the culture of, you know, interpersonal, being friendly to everybody.
Well, that's going to always be our challenge. You know, we've got – everybody likes that, but you have new ones moving here, and they don't know how to be friendly back sometimes. Mm-hmm. They like that, but they don't have to be friendly back. So we've got to teach them. We've got to continually be – let them out of the parking lot when traffic is bad, wave and smile and, you know, say hello.
Yeah, they need a few lessons in that.
We all have good days, bad days, a lot of bad times, and a smile is catchy. Mm. And you know what? You fake it until you make it. We've all heard that. But if you wake up in a not-so-good mood, fake it until you make it for about 10 minutes, and I guarantee you, you're going to feel better about yourself, and that just spreads to other people.
Mm-hmm. I will say something about having Catherine here in the office is that the British have a very formal, proper, very gracious way of interacting, and I think that that a lot of that is lost in our culture, Catherine.
Right? I tend to agree, but...
Yeah.
That's not your fault.
Yeah. Well,
you can't help it.
Yeah. But
well, let's make it his fault.
Why not? But
no, that's just the way I was trained in the jobs that I've done from being an office junior many years ago. That's what we had to learn. You had to learn to behave like
well,
that.
As you saw from her emails, she's the most kindest, nicest. Yes. I mean, her emails are like.
I'm going to save this. I'm going to tape this to my computer monitor.
Let me tell you what.
I think I was in bed when I said that.
Let me tell you what. I think that goes. I get so many compliments on her and just her kindness and graciousness and the way she, you know, goes about that. So I think we could all learn a little bit of a lesson like that. An extra dose of grace and kindness goes a long way.
Let me say this to your entrepreneurs, okay? I really believe that about 80% of our success is just being kind.
Being kind.
I promise. You can go to Harvard. You can go to Sam Houston State University. But if you're not a nice person, sorry, you know, we see billionaires that make it, and they're not good to their investors. But if you just be kind, I promise you, 80% of our success is just being kind.
Completely
karma.
Agree.
People
karma.
Like people like doing business with people they enjoy being around.
That's
and
correct.
With that in mind, we're going to go to another commercial break. We're going to be back in about 30 seconds with our guest Bruce Hildegeist. You're listening to the Shrimp Tank, broadcasting live from studio right here in the Woodlands. And when we return, we'll have some more questions for you, Bruce.
Is planning, saving, and investing for retirement been on your to-do list for far too long? Then look no further than right here in the Woodlands with the coaches of Provident Wealth Advisors. Don't put planning for your future off any longer. Get started today. Call 281-466-4843 or visit us on the web at www.providentwealthllc.com.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Provident Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor in the state of Texas, and insurance products and services are offered through Goodwin Financial Group. Provident Wealth Advisors and Goodwin Financial Group are affiliated companies. And we're back live on the Shrimp Tank. Coming into fall this time of year, guys. You know what? You know what happens around fall? Dove hunting, football. Deer season.
Today
is
the NFL start today, isn't it? The
tonight,
season kicks off tonight.
Yeah. Who are they?
Broncos and it's a Super
Broncos
Bowl replay.
Broncos and the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
And you know what? Carolina Panthers are a little, they're a little upset for what happened to them last year. Courtesy of the Broncos, yeah, right?
That's their problem. But you said something about dove. I got to tell you a quick story. So my wife, she has bird seed out everywhere. And so every bird.
This isn't a hunting story in your backyard.
I was going to go there. But what happens is the dove, and I've seen this 3 years in a row, the dove seem to know when September 1st shows up because all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah.
They're not anywhere in the yard.
How do we know you didn't shoot them, Tom?
I did not.
You said a hunting story. You started this out with a hunting story, right?
He's trying to shoot
I can't
them.
Shoot a gun inside
Look,
the city
he's got feathers right over there on, got a feather out of the corner of his mouth. Come on. All right. Hey, back to Todd. Hey, we're thinking about doing a comedy podcast. What do you think? I don't know. We might get fired for that.
So
back to business. Bruce, tell us a little bit about housing in Tomball. What's going on? Is there too much of it, too little? Is it just right? Is it too expensive, too cheap? What's going on?
Well, let me tell you a little bit. There's a community called Hayden Lakes on Boudreaux Road, and their homes are around the $300,000 price range, and they're selling like gangbusters. If it goes above that $400,000, $600,000, it's a little bit tougher to sell. Tomball ISD, actually, their student enrollment was a little bit down this year because of a developer who had said that they were going to put in a large development up here towards the Woodlands, because Tomball ISD goes up into the Woodlands. I don't know if you know that.
Creekside.
But he was going to have $300,000 to $400,000 homes, and he decided to sell them for $600,000+. Well, you know, when you get to that point, it goes the other way sometimes in sales. So Tomball ISD's target of those extra students didn't come through. But that $250,000, $300,000 is what we're looking at. And things have slowed a bit. There's another developer that I understand that they've lost a couple of their housing contracts. But as far as apartments, we've got some of those. You know, I think the Houston area is right now a little bit saturated in apartments. You've got some that are offering 6 months free rent. I mean, that's when you're saturated.
Mm-hmm.
So just
that's when
learn,
you get a deal
from the past.
Right.
Get the deal, but we need to learn from the past.
They need to appeal to a certain type of family with young children. People who are spending $600,000 on a house are usually, they've already made it. That's probably their next house where they, you know, they've done it. But if you want to, you know, influence the schools and the school districts, you've got to aim for that market, people with young children. So
like the oil business, the real estate, the housing market is cyclical as well. But
yes.
But Tomball continues to attract people. And I think it just goes back to it's a great environment to be there as a business and living there and as a family.
Tomball ISD is the fastest growing school district in Region 4, and that encompasses about 50 school districts, okay? Growing about 6%.
Yeah. So you have 750 chamber members, and they have a variety of skill sets, I'm sure. What is some of the equipping that is available to them? If I'm a guy and I have a small business in Tomball, I'm not a chamber member. Maybe my perception is, oh, man, those guys just hang out and cut ribbons and go to lunch or whatever. What's some of the real equipping that can help them prosper in their business that is available through the chamber?
I think one of the main issues that companies face is marketing. How do I market my business?
And
we can give advice on that. It's counseling and advice that we offer really free of charge. Mm-hmm. If you're a chamber member or not, and I probably shouldn't say that, but our building, we own our building. We want that building to be a place that people know we have. It's all under one roof. To develop skills, to build relationships, but we can take them from start to finish. We have booklets. It's not just, hey, here, read this, but we want to work one-on-one to let them know about a business plan, budget, how you become, how you, if you enter a business.
So if I moved into Tomball area and I set up my own business, just completely green, didn't really know what I was doing, didn't go to the entrepreneurship program at Samsung.
That's what they need to do first.
That's what they need to do that first. What simplify, what would I do? To get involved in the chamber, do you just literally go there? Do you phone somebody up? Do you
certainly
go on
the website? Can go online and find an application. But you know, we like one-on-one personal visits. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's nothing that we can promise. I heard you say earlier off the air that if you're going to join and then not participate, you know, you can't expect. I will guarantee that you would be successful in one way or the other. I'm not saying that your business will flourish. We have members next to non-members, and they're still busy. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee the relationships and the thoughts you'll have about Tomball, and we're really one big family. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't we know each other?
That's
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's really
nice. And the bottom line is, you know, we've talked about economic stimulus in the past with some presidents. Mm-hmm. If we did business with other chamber members, that's the best economic stimulus that a community could have.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
One chamber member doing a business with another chamber member, that's the best economic stimulus that any community could enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things I think is worth emphasizing is that you partner with the Lone Star, I had it here.
Lone Star College Small Business Development Center.
Yeah, Small Business Development Center.
That's correct.
As well as the Tomball Economic Development Corporation. And so that's kind of under the theme of education and resources. You mentioned earlier that somebody might have an idea for a great restaurant, but they're gapped in how to run a business, do a business plan, the financials, all of that stuff. And you guys can help point
through the university in some area, or is this chamber staff?
This is Small Business Development Center, but we do have lots of different partnerships. And the other thing is, like with a restaurant, that or any business, you know, if they're going to build in the city of Tomball, and by the way, we are not just the city of Tomball Chamber, we're the greater Tomball Chamber. Yeah. We encompass the city and about a 10-mile radius. Uh-huh. But when you deal with Harris County Fire Marshal's Office or city codes, many times what they've got up their sleeve, and I mean that in all due respect, because their ordinances are there to protect the integrity of the city or the county, you can run into some roadblocks, lots of money. I mean, you've got to build two restrooms. You've got to build a handicap restroom. Excuse me.
No, I had to
we can help. We can help you find the right people to talk to. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we all hear it's who you know and not what you know. In a way, that's a lot true. Okay.
Yeah.
No one's trying to do you harm, but it's nice to have a Chamber of Commerce person who's already got a relationship with the city manager.
That can help you.
Connections.
And find the right person. It's connections.
Connected.
If you get involved in your chamber, you will be connected.
You don't have to go it alone.
No,
you can get help.
No, yeah. No, that's what we're for exactly. Thank you, Tom. We're there to hold your hand.
Okay, speaking of that, I have a question. Okay, so you're almost a business coach in a certain sense, or you lead a community of business owners that want to succeed. You see some succeed and some fail. Are there any essential qualities that you happen to observe of the that you would say, hey, these are some qualities that consistently show up when I see people that do well and prosper in their business?
Well, I don't want to pick on retail, but gosh, when you see a retail person complaining about business and they open at 10 and they go to lunch from 11 to 1, then they open back at 3 and they go home at 5 and you don't know whether they're open or not, or when a customer walks into their business and they're on the phone and they don't even greet them. Mm-hmm. Again, a little big thing, you know, and they're wondering, what am I doing wrong? Well, it's not a hobby anymore. It's your business. It's your livelihood. Those are little things that can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it can be very complex. And the Chamber of Commerce, from what we can do, one-on-one counseling, plus our partners, I'm not going to say and guarantee we will make you totally successful, but boy, we're going to give it a try together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go to one more commercial break. You're listening to the Shrimp Tank Podcast. Don't forget you can download a complete replay of the show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. I'm your host, Daniel Goodwin. Stand by. We will be right back. According to a recent Forbes business article, 9 out of 10 business owners are overpaying their taxes. Contact the team at Provident and Financial Gravity to explore how you can pay only what you are legally, morally, and ethically required to pay. After a simple 15 to 30 minute no obligation assessment, we will determine if we can substantially reduce your tax burden. If so, we will develop a tax savings plan using our exclusive tax blueprint. Visit us online at ProvidentWealthLLC.com. And we are back from the or with the Shrimp Tank in the Woodlands, Texas, and we're with Bruce Hillegeist, Tom Glover, Catherine Bates, and we are the internet radio show for entrepreneurs. We're having a great conversation with Bruce, the president of the Greater Tomball Area Chamber of Commerce, about how you can build, grow, and develop a successful business. And we're, you know what, these little things, you know, that really strikes a nerve with me, because it's the little things that can make you or break. You think about somebody you've seen, they went into a hospital and they had a surgery done and everything was done by the surgeon perfectly, but somebody maybe didn't wash their hands well enough, you know, but when they're in the prep time and the person develops an infection, and it could be devastating. And that's just a little bitty minor thing that can have a massive impact and influence. Bruce was talking about, you know, if you're in retail and somebody comes in and I see it too. I see those people that have that game face on, and they have a better business is fierce and competitive. You better have you better be fired up and ready and sharp
so,
on
so
point.
So Dan, if I could make a comment right quick, and that would be I listen, I learn and watch people, and I do that all the time because I have to speak sometime, and I'll think, you know, I wouldn't do that if I was a speaker, blah blah blah. And I'm some, you know, that I learn from that way, but I watch people and the way that they communicate or the way that they treat others. And I'm thinking, listen and watch. Okay. I do have a quote here from Abraham Lincoln, one of my favorite presidents. And it really kind of goes to what we said here about, okay, if you're going to start a business, to plan, business plan, that sort of thing. But one of his main quotes is, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." Okay. So when you're thinking about going into business, yeah, you're hurrying, wanting to get in there and do your thing, but you've got to get in there too and do some study, research. And, you know, you might say, you know, this isn't for me. The chamber, through the Lone Star College system, we've got demographic research that we can do for you. And if you say, well, I want my business here, you know, besides walk-in traffic, if you're going to bring a manufacturing company in there and everybody that lives in the area has doctorate degrees, you're not going to get many workers. Mm-hmm. So we can help a client look at the education level of their workforce. That's important.
That's massive.
I mean, it's very complex.
And
it's a fun job.
Hard for somebody to do that doesn't really have the acumen to understand demographics. And you guys have probably through TxDOT and other resources, a lot of great information for a chamber.
So the Lone Star College system is one of our best friends, and they provide that to us for free.
So a couple of nuggets there I think is worth underscoring. One is due diligence in your planning, and the Tomball Chamber can help you with that. And then also attention to detail. We talked about that on my show a while back.
I think that's what Abraham Lincoln said too.
Right.
So
sharpen that axe.
So that quote was 6 hours to chop down a tree. I'll spend 4 hours of it
sharpening the axe.
Yeah. So that speaks to planning and preparation. Yeah. So the sequence is aim, ready, fire, not fire, aim, ready.
Correct.
So, okay. So, Bruce, I want to ask you, are any particular business books or resources that kind of come to mind that you say, you know what, if I'm a business owner, here's at least one that I need to read for sure.
Forgive me here for saying this, but I really believe in a balanced life. It's exercise, it's good sleep, it's a good diet, and it's reading. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my life is all out of balance, and I'm not so much a great reader. But Stephen Covey, John Maxwell, I love leadership books. I love to at least listen to them. I always get so much out of their teaching. Always learn something, and to read it again and again and again, you'll always find a nugget that you missed the first time.
Our guest last week, Heather, I was really amazed by how much she was learning just by reading.
She's a reader.
All the business books she could get.
She was 30 years old, and they have a suite of multiple salons that are successful and expanding.
And she educated herself by reading all these books. So you can do it if you want.
Yeah.
School didn't end. School was the start. I mean, we should always
continue
education, continue to learn. And I love to go to conferences, read books that have to do with leadership. That's just a key to me.
You never stop investing in yourself. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Shrimp Tank podcast, where we interview Houston's best and brightest entrepreneurs here in studio and all across the state of Texas. And as always, you can download a complete replay of the show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. A few other little things we want to nuggets that we maybe pick your brain about, Bruce. What do you think about people hiring family members in general terms? Good idea, bad idea?
I'm going to say bad idea. Okay, might get criticized for that, but my dad always said, not go into partnership with anybody. And he said family's even worse. So I'm going to have to say, I'm going to have to say no.
That's where I was. Okay. I think we're about 50-50 on that question.
Yeah. It's got its own uniqueness and dynamics, and you know, it works for some people.
It's because most people employ their wives and they can't say.
And it's for sure a unique challenge. So
it's a unique challenge. It can be done.
Have you had any mentors in your career?
Certainly, you mentioned banking,
you know, and you mentioned Maxwell. Of course, I think that, once I shook hands with Zig Ziglar, but I consider him a mentor because I listened to him so much.
Sure.
So I didn't have a personal relationship with him, but some of John Maxwell is, I've heard him, I've been introduced to him. He shook his hand, but that's to the extent that I know him. But
the gentleman who hired me, my first job was Howard Leverett. He was the bank president. He ended up being, I would say, my second father. And then Robert Klein is the owner of Klein Supermarket. Mm-hmm. When my dad died, I went to Robert and I said, Robert, can you just, if I need to have any questions answered and kind of give me a direction, would you do that since I don't have my dad any longer? And so, yeah, to see an empire say that he and his family built and to know that I can ask him, and I did on
That's
occasion.
So sweet.
We need that. It's, you know, we're all better together. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
That's important for entrepreneurs. Don't try to do it alone. Seek help wherever you can get it.
We have a CEO roundtable at our Chamber of Commerce. We have about 20 different CEOs of companies that get together once a month. And, you know, you can be in that room. And I guarantee you a challenge that this one has, they've had too. Most of them have had, whether it's employees or whatever. And usually that answer is there amongst the others. So that's
table.
A real benefit too. That
yeah, it's
offer.
Like a mastermind group. Mm-hmm. It's a collaborative. And if you're an entrepreneur, it's a lonely world sometimes. You know, you're the president. Oftentimes you're the president, you're the vice president, you're the
Very
treasury,
the
secretary, you're the person taking the trash out. It's all, you know, maybe you raised money, you have capital. It's all on you, baby. And it can be lonely, right?
They feel so much better when they leave that meeting. And we do have a business coach facilitator, but I promise you most of the good quality answers that come from the participants themselves. And it's like a pep rally when they leave because they realize they're not the only one that's, you know, having that mm-hmm. that same issue.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Bruce, you offered a quote earlier by Abraham Lincoln. I have a quote. God only has me in this position for so long, I'd better use that time wisely.
Did you hear that from me?
Uh-huh.
I mean, did you really?
I saw that online. That was your quote.
Wow, because that's
I
what
thought
I
that
say.
Was pretty profound. I know that.
Wow. Well, I was thinking that sounds like me, but I swear I didn't steal it from somebody else. Yeah, that's true. I'm in on this position for a amount of time I don't know and better use it.
The time goes by. You know, my dad's 80. He came on the show. He came on the Shrimp Tank show, and he actually grew up in Tomball. He lived on a farm in Tomball it was a family farm, and yeah, and they did all their own, garden and, you know.
So the reason I think that quote is of interest is that if you're thinking about starting a small business, you might as well go for it. Use your time
wisely.
You've
got nothing to lose, have you, really?
Right.
You've got nothing to lose at
all. You
know,
pursue your dream. Mm-hmm. But plan first. And
with these guys, yeah.
God gave us that brain, okay? Yeah. Use it. But then do seek out others for their advice as well. Mm-hmm. Look for those older.
Smarter.
I mean, there is a real value and benefit to trying to find older mentors that have been there and
I
done that.
I love that idea of SCORE. Is it SCORE?
That's SCORE.
Going to, yeah, that sounds genius to me, but yeah. Yeah.
You know, we had an outline for the show and we had a number of topics that we wanted to talk about. But once again, the time just seems to fly by. I'm getting some stink eye from the producer that's telling me we need to wrap this show up today. And so
are we going to do Plead the Fifth?
No, we're actually.
I have one.
well, we you know what?
Just
Bruce,
one.
Bruce is, yeah, if you have a question, you can ask it.
Well,
yeah.
No, I have a good Plead the Fifth.
Go on then.
Well, okay.
We want the plead.
Fire
okay.
away.
All right.
Shoot.
Well, so you got to tell him what the rules are.
So he's going to ask you a question. You know, you can answer it if you want to. You don't have to. If you don't want to answer, you plead the fifth.
But you only get one. Only one.
Yeah, but if he's only going to get one question.
He's such a nice guy. I was very hesitant to pepper him. We have some really, tough questions.
Come on in, quick,
no,
fire.
What I was going to ask you is,
Go ahead, Tom.
Have you ever had to fire a chamber member?
I've had to fire a chamber volunteer, yes. Is that kind of what you mean?
Well, not a volunteer for your team, but an actual business member that is just not, you know, doing things the
toxic
right way.
Toxic people or, show up. Yeah, sometimes you got to deal with them.
I mean, right, has there ever been a situation like that?
We have, well, usually, well, we had a chamber a member that usually we ask them not to. We take away their membership when they're not paying their dues, okay?
Yeah.
But I did fire a chamber member who was volunteering for an event we were doing at one time. That was hard. I mean, you know, to fire a staff member that you're paying is one thing that they're accountable to you, but to fire a volunteer. But you know, when it comes back and you're the end result, you've got to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And he and I ended up having a great relationship afterwards. So it's very difficult.
Interesting. Okay, so great interview, and don't forget you can join us next Thursday at 4 p.m. where we will bring our next guest into the tank. It's been a wonderful interview having you on the show today, Bruce. Tom, thank you for joining us here. We'll shoot our post-show wrap-up. Catherine, we're excited that you came on the show today, Bruce.
Thank you for the opportunity
to
present Tomball and the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, keep up the good work. You guys are doing a great job.
Don't forget you can download a complete replay of the show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. And before we close up, Bruce, just give us a good phone number and website address for someone that is listening that might want to get in touch and say, you know what, I've been on the fence. I've got this business over here. I really need to plug into the chamber and get involved. How do they reach out and connect with someone?
You know, our phones used
to
ring all the time. They don't ring so much anymore. And guess what? Because a lot of people are surfing the web. Mm-hmm. So that's our favorite place to have you go. But we want to talk to you in person as well. Tomballchamber.org, tomballchamber.org, or 281-351-7222.
All right. Perfect. That's great. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in on the Shrimp Tank Podcast. Not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the Shrimp Tank. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front I'm a lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.